This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yum. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia, and welcome to Suki Yum on Campus FM.
Good afternoon, Margaret.
And all you males out there, this is your program. And if the females are a bit worried that we left out topics like fertility, hormonal imbalance, artificial insemination, sexuality, in the forthcoming programs, we are going to discuss exactly those. Now, Dr. Lydia, so many women discuss their female problems quite openly, unlike men. Why is this so?
Well, we are all different, and we're exactly opposite. What is pluses for women, minuses for the men. And the opposite, what is the minuses for women, the man is in pluses. So our bodies are reflected that as well. We are complementing each other, and this makes our relationship more interesting, more attractive, and possible. So if women are more talkative, sharing, men is keeping their privacy inside. Psychologically, we are also different, and if you will see in our days the longevity of females in the world and the males in the world, so the longevity of women are much longer. It's also one of the reasons this quality to keep your secrets inside and not to share them out of pride, out of your condition of mind. This is a quality of male to keep inside, to make it as your private business. And this is the reason why men are keeping the intimate problems and themselves. It have also harmful effect, because if people will be aware in the right time about problems, so many problems can be eliminated or avoided. Many of them can be even prevented. But most problems are, we're sharing them with the specialist only when they are already there. So it's better we will speak about it. This topic is very sensitive, as you know, not just for Malta, for all countries. In Asia is the same, in Russia is the same, in Europe, in America, because it's something so secret and so sacred. It's the, our sexuality is the point from what life is coming. So all around this topic are very, very sensitive.
So, Dr. Lydia, what are the most common problems which men face?
The problems are quite many and different, the same like women's health. The difference is connected to our anatomical structures. And according to the structures, we have particular problems. Like one of the common problems in our days is erectile dysfunction and impotence and premature ejaculation for men. Also, very high percentage of inflammatory process of the prostate gland and also the prostate cancers. It's very unfortunate, because the men over 40, just 45, catching this problem, and it's something we need to discuss about, because many possibilities to prevent if we will catch it in the right time.
And having mentioned erectile dysfunction, can this be blamed on only physical factors?
Erectile dysfunction have a few aspects. It can be physical, it can be psychological, it can be unknown, and it is a mixture, because it can start from physical and then go into the psychological, of course, because our sexuality is a complex of emotional aspect, physical aspect, physiological aspect, gerontological aspect. It's a discussable question in the, between the specialists about how the age is affected our sexuality. And it is more and more discovered. Yes, it is affected because we're becoming to be less vital. The life problems are more and more bombarding our mind and our emotions. But in the same time, it's not the straight connection between the erectile dysfunctions and the age. So the men with the age over 60, 70, even 80 still can have an erectional function. If we will discuss about these few points, we need to speak about what is the problem can affect the erection. Why should we speak about it? Because in a man's psychology, the self-esteem, the self-perceptions, self-evaluation, very much dependent on sexuality. So if we speak about physical aspect, we can speak about trauma and radiation. So people, I know this, in a physical point.
So, Dr. Lydia, you mentioned trauma and
radiation.
Radiation. Okay.
I was involved in the work with a group of people after the Chernobyl accident, nuclear accident. And I knew one of the side effects of radiation during the cancer treatment is the impotence or a poor ejaculation or poor erection. So this is very much traumatic experience, very much influencing the erection.
Yes, but somebody may say, you know, this is not Russia, this is Malta. So where can we get radiation from in our everyday lives?
You know, it was very interesting statistic. Actually, if we're spending too much time in a geopathic zone of electromagnetic pollution, we're lowering our vitality and, of course, we're lowering our blood circulation. It was also interesting, once it was article about the group of men who was involved in the experiment with the watch based on the quartz. So the hand and the watch was oriented in the internal side of the arm. So the watch was always radiating inside the body on the level of the genitals. So it really affected the erection and it affected even the libido.
So if a watch can do that, then imagine
yes.
A mobile phone, a computer.
Yes, we need to be careful where we're keeping these gadgets because it can affect us very badly. So the other aspect, the psychological aspect, it's much less percentages. And if, for example, trauma can affect the nerves of our spine, and then it can be poor blood circulation and poor signals on the nervous system and the level of genitals.
So you're talking about a trauma like an accident, for example,
like
or
an
a
accident,
fall?
Like overtraining included, like electric shock, like many different physical influences.
Mm-hmm.
Even sometimes people slipping and falling on the back, and it really can affect.
So the spine is connected with the genitalia?
Of course, especially the lower part of the spine. It's innervating all genitalia and will affect very much the function of our genitalia. The other aspect called unknown, we can speak about the side effect of many chemical medicine. Over 200 medicine, common medicine, have a side effect as lowering the libido, the lowering the erection, and influencing our sexual life, sexual perceptions.
Is this something which you read in the contraindications, or is it hidden?
No, it's most of the time it's written. You can read it about, but most of the time people cannot read all these long pages of side effects and recommendations. Now people are more aware, but before they didn't pay attention really.
And can this dysfunction stem from psychological problem?
Psychological problems are very important because male psychology is quite delicate. So the environment, the mind state, stresses, especially nowadays, it's a lot of money stresses, business stresses, a lot of deadlines. So it's very common, you can hear from the business people, I'm on a deadline all the time. So it's all affected the mind, and it's creating such a big tension, people losing the perceptions of themselves. And without sensuality, it is no sexuality. Then people need more and more stimulant, like special medicine, special drugs or alcohol or something to feel alive. And it's not the solution because it's harming us. The best way is to give time for yourself, to settle yourself in the idea, I'm a human being, I'm not a part of the machine, I'm not a part of the computer, and we can achieve quite high position in our career, but what's the point if we're unhappy people?
This is Margaret Arjous, and you're listening to Sukiyam on Campus FM with our resident guest, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. And today we are discussing male health. Another matter which men may hesitate to mention to their GPs is premature ejaculation. How can this be remedied?
First of all, some, as we discussed before, many things connected to the mind state. So psychologically very much affected the erection of man's body and mind condition, emotional status very much affected. It's also connected to the relationship inside of this partnership. So if this relationship is friendly, if they are open, if the intimacy is deep, it's a different story. But if men sometimes have this tiredness and do not feel on the top of his expectation, then he feels guilty towards his partner. It's creating the collected tension in the relationship. So everybody is quiet about the subject, but the tension is growing and growing. And it's ended on the way when people stop even speak between each other. So it's breaking the communication. And what needed just to discuss and friendly to support each other in this matter. And this is maybe very much connected to the women as well. So we need to understand more ourselves and our partners.
Can this be coming from the fact that in the media maybe we're giving too much importance to performance rather than to other things in a relationship?
Well, the media mostly focus on stimulant. So as you know, because men's body have a different qualities than the female's body. Female's body are very much affected by emotions, by mind. But men's body affected very much by instinct. This is a nature. We have just to accept it, not because somebody is better, but because this is a part of nature. So the nature taking care about life and taking care about how life can be reproduced. When we understand it, we can understand our health and our natural being is very important. So we will educate ourselves about how our body is functioning. And I know it's very popular now, the porno site. So a lot of outside stimulants, but this creating very short satisfaction. And then we are paying with the loneliness and the low self-esteem.
But maybe what men don't realize is, well, mind you, it's unfair because society does expect too much, you know, on a few minutes performance from an encounter between a man and a woman. And the pressure is always on the man. So it's unfair that the man has to feel all that pressure. But then again, maybe men don't realize that what women are after, they're not really after, you know, sexual performance, but maybe women are more after being respected, being loved, being hugged.
Definitely, Margaret. We will discuss about it on the topic of sexuality.
Yes, in our next program.
In our next program.
You're right, very interesting. Now, loss of libido and more seriously, impotence are the causes of what? And how can one prevent and cure these conditions?
Nowadays, one of the reasons of low libido is the artificial drugs we are using. It's the cigarette, the alcohol, illegal drugs, and the pharmaceutical drugs. Also, the food what we're eating, because the dead food making dead body. So our sexuality is very much connected to the body what is alive, because our sexuality leading to create life. And because of that, we need to ask ourselves what I'm doing when I'm drinking or smoking regularly. In the packages of cigarettes, you can see the broken teeth and the dark lungs, x-rays, horrible pictures. But nobody is talking about it's affected our libido and it's leading to the impotence. Why and how? It's very much connected to the blood circulation. When we're smoking 1-2 packages of day, per day of cigarettes, we are actually destroying the capillary circulations all over the body.
So are capillaries like veins where the blood flows through?
The capillary is the smallest circle of blood circulation. So it's going through the tissues of our organs. And this is exactly what makes our organs alive or not. It's connected to the erection, it's connected to our libido level, it's connected to even the inflammation of our prostate gland. The other aspect of low libido is a chronic diseases like sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, multiple sclerosis. So this type of disorders are affected sexuality as well, because now more and more awareness in the society about how diabetes leading into the poor blood circulation. Yes, people more talking now about how can I treat diabetes. People more interested now about the food, about the diet, how can I prevent diabetes if I have it in my family. So unfortunately, in this situation, just to deal with the low libido or poor erection is not the way. So we need to correct the disease.
You mentioned the prostate gland. Are there any conditions associated with that?
Prostate gland is an organ which is very important for the reproductive system. This organ is regulating the function of genitals and very much connected to the urinary tract. It means very much affected by the quality of the urine. This is why if urine is very concentrated, if person not drinking enough water or drinking a lot of beer, mind you, it's the most acidifying type of drink. Soft drinks and the beer. So, of course, it will affect the prostate. And the enlargement of the prostate can be diagnosed, but nobody can diagnose it in the beginning when the prostate is inflamed, but the tissues are still have similar size. I need to speak about also the infections, because chronic infections, what is quite well circulating now, is one of the reasons of enlargement of the prostate, and which is leading to the cancer in some situations.
Of course, we'll be talking about sexual infections in both men and women, because we're going to dedicate another program to the couple in the following program, and we'll also be talking about hormones and fertility. So we'll be going into more detail about that. Dr. Lydia, each and every man is very proud of his virility. Is there a diet which can help men?
Yes, because today our program is unusually sad. We're talking about disease and problems, but we're not talking much about the solution. So first of all, if men using special drug for the erection and high libido, my recommendation to stop it if it's not natural. Why? Because it's a lot of now statistic about the side effect of synthetic stimulators, which are leading to the very sad stories. So stop it and start to arrange your lifestyle. The lifestyle has to be based on food, on hours of sleeping, and on physical activities. It doesn't mean everyone has to go to yoga or to gym, but after 8 hours of sitting in the office, another 8 hours of sitting at home in front of TV or computer, it's really not help to be in high libido and in a high sexual activity. The other thing is the complementary medicine now is offering quite big collection of different herbal remedies. And one of them is an alkalizing diet. So the acidity in the body is lowering the libido. This is the fact. It's lowering the blood circulation and leading to the very low mood. So it's lowering everything, including the erection. And because of that, we have to pay attention of how many raw food we're eating. It doesn't mean everyone has to be vegetarian tomorrow. But we just need to understand, the more dead food we're eating, the more deadly our body will be. You can argue and speak about how is our ancestors. They were great hunters. They was eating meat mostly. And how do they survive? Their lifestyle was totally different. So if we can live this lifestyle, most probably it will be different food.
But you also have to look at the quality of the meat they used to eat.
Absolutely. No pesticides, no steroids, no antibiotics. Definitely, it's different quality of life.
And even the grass they eat nowadays is polluted. So all those men out there who are listening to us right now, they may ask, but what should I have for breakfast? What should I have for lunch?
As you know, Margaret, I'm very much propagating the raw food and the leafy green smoothies. Of course, it's better to have it organic or blabash, different type of superfoods mixing together, because our life is not easy nowadays. So in the morning, you can have a pint of leafy green smoothies, raw.
Not a pint of beer.
Not a pint of beer. Not a pint of Nescafe. And not a pint of milk. But leafy green smoothies. And some people like in the morning to have a fruit. The product like yogurt, especially live yogurt without sweeteners and sugars, bringing the quality of courage. So I will suggest for men before they're going to work to have a carton of live yogurt or kefir. And this leafy green smoothies, they can even mix it together. It's becoming to be a sort of lassi, very Indian style product.
Maybe what they should avoid is yogurt with sugar.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Then if you still will be hungry or you feel still unsatisfaction
bacon
in
and
your
eggs.
Body. So I will suggest to have just a handful of sprouted beans, like mung beans, like lentils or fenugreek. If people have a problem with the sugar diabetes, definitely fenugreek, definitely alfalfa. I will suggest you to try to sprout it at home. Maybe next time I will share this recipe, Margaret, if you allow me.
So when you eat it, Dr. Lydia, you eat it as a whole?
You're eating it as a whole.
The sprout and the bean.
Yes, of course.
So it's because I've just started sprouting, you know.
Oh, lovely.
So
lovely. So, like this, you will feel really complete. If you feel like you don't have appetite for sprouted seeds or beans, you can have also the shot of wheatgrass or barley grass, raw, of course. You can make it at home if you have it. If you don't have it, use a superfood. Even in a glass of water, you can mix together maca, spirulina, for the libido, maca, and for the daily activities.
This is what men want to hear, Dr. Didier.
So maca is a great product, spirulina as well, because it's awakening the function of, stimulating the function of endocrine glands.
Can a man have too much libido?
Definitely. So, especially in our days, we have a lot of artificial stimulants. And as we discussed before, man's nature is much more instinctive than female's nature. So, to have a high libido is quite great, because it's bringing not only sexual performance, but also leading people for big ambitions, for the high project, and bringing a lot of satisfaction. The problem is in ejaculation. Mistakenly, now society, we are thinking each sexual performance should lead to the ejaculation, what is absolutely not necessary, because the sperm is a very high quality protein, which men are losing and then very tired, and then have to restore in a few days. So if men have a lot of sexual activity, I will recommend to have a proper food and to learn how to deal with your ejaculation.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia. Very interesting program. I hope all those men out there who were listening to us found it also. And our next program is going to be about
sexuality.
Looking forward to that. I just hope that you will follow Dr. Lydia's advice and try to take the necessary precautions to prevent, once you spot the symptoms, face your problem and do something about it before it develops into something incurable. And as much as we can, we try to prevent. If you'd like to drop us a line, you can forward your emails to campusfm@um.edu.nt. Sukhyam is always available on the internet at the click of a button. Visit our website, www.maltauniversitybroadcasting.com. Click on webcasts and then on Sukhyam. Until we meet again, this is Margaret Arjus, who would like to leave you with this thought. A man too busy to take care of his health is like a mechanic who is too busy to take care of his tools. Thank you.